Clint Eastwood has directed 17 movies, one of which, Unforgiven, won the Academy Award for Best Picture of 1992. His latest movie as actor-director is an adaptation of one of the biggest bestsellers ever published. Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews The Bridges of Madison County.
It's hard to make a really good movie from a really good book. No film version of, say, Light in August or Rabbit at Rest, let alone War and Peace, is ever going to touch the hem of the novel it comes from. But cinematic silk purses can often be made from literary sow's ears. The Godfather movies are a perfect example, and now there's The Bridges of Madison County. I can't say that Clint Eastwood and his superb screenwriter Richard LaGravenese have made a movie for the ages, but they have made a genuinely absorbing, poignant, and believable romance out of the silliest piece of literary claptrap since Jonathan Livingston Seagull. The story's basically a pickup truck version of Brief Encounter. Francesca Johnson, a middle-aged, Italian-born Iowa farm wife, has 4 days to herself while her husband and kids are away at the state fair. Along comes Robert Kincaid, a photographer several years her senior. He's in the area to shoot some covered bridges for National Geographic. He's also, according to the book, a big-time love god. The author Robert James Waller spends page after page extolling his hardness, his poetic sense of life and love, his way of uttering sweet little nothings like, "I am the highway and a peregrine and all the sails that ever went to sea." Fortunately, Eastwood and LaGravenese have cut away all those wet sails and peregrines to leave a screenplay that's admirably terse and sometimes really charming, mainly due to the interplay that builds between the two main characters, Meryl Streep as Francesca and Eastwood himself as Robert. Here they are on the verge of drifting into an affair that will last 4 days, but, of course, be remembered for a lifetime.
I was just picking you some flowers.
Oh?
Men still do that, don't they? I'm not out of date, am I? I've been picking flowers for a woman, a sign of appreciation.
No, not at all. Except those are poisonous. I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. No, I'm so sorry.
Are you sadistic by nature or what?
No. I don't know why I did that. It's very beautiful. Sorry.
It sounds strange to say that Clint Eastwood is one of the best-kept secrets in Hollywood, but he's almost never been used as a pure romantic lead, and that's a pity. He's just turned 65, and yet there's no more authentic heartthrob in the movies. The way Eastwood walks and gestures has a courtly elegance. And when he looks at Meryl Streep with the same intense squint that he once used to stare down gunslingers and street punks, well, you can believe that this is a seriously passionate man. He's made Robert Kincaid much more modest than in the book. This Kincaid doesn't pretend to be a great artist or to know all the world's dark secrets. He's self-effacing and even naive, and that only adds to his allure. Meryl Streep has put on some pounds and a lightly inflected Italian accent to play Francesca, and her performance is a beauty. Streep conveys a reticent woman who's quietly overcome with desire, and the whole movie can be read as her silent conversation with herself about what to do about it. Eastwood's pacing is slow and almost grave, and though the framing plot about Francesca's children finding her journals many years later doesn't work, the gradual build of the central romance really does. By the end, the grand passion of these two not very grand people becomes enveloping. The whole thing makes you wonder, if Eastwood can do this with The Bridges of Madison County, what could he do with, say, In the Kitchen with Rosie?
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.